Okay, plagiarism is bad. Puffing up your resume can also be ethically questionable. It depends on the severity of the puff. But in the state of Washington, it could also become illegal. The state assembly recently approved a bill that would impose a $1,000 fine on individuals who list degrees from unaccredited universities on their resumes or other written documents. The legislation is an effort to crack down on diploma mills, companies that pose as colleges and dole out degrees for a fee, as well as their faux alumni. To tell us more about this, we turn to Candace Heckman, a reporter with the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. She joins us now by phone from her office in Seattle. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Is this a big issue in Washington State?
It is. It has been for a couple of years now.
How come?
Well, I think it started with a few scandals earlier in the decade federally and a Senate hearing that brought diploma mills out into the open and a government a General Accounting Office report that also brought the issue out into the open.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about these diploma mills. How easy is it to, how easy would it be for me to graduate?
Well, if you've got a lot of life experience, which I'm sure you do, I don't know how old you are, but you should probably be able to get one for a couple $100.
Oh, that much? could I argue my way up to a PhD?
Probably, but I'm sure they would make you buy a master's first.
Oh, darn them. The procedures. Are a lot of these diploma mills there in Washington State?
It depends what you mean by a lot. There have been a few that have been shut down, that have been caught. But, you know, diploma mills are kind of like spam. It's hard to control. They just keep popping up as soon as the government shuts one down.
Yeah, you just change the name and move to a different storefront or something?
Exactly.
Now, there were incidents, as you mentioned, involving, in Washington State, people who erroneously claimed real degrees in order to get a higher salary.
Oh, yeah. Most recently, there was a sheriff's sergeant who was actually running for sheriff last year in King County, which is the county which Seattle's in.
Mm-hmm.
He listed a diploma mill degree on his application for salary increase, and that was brought out in the campaign last year.
Uh-huh. And this bill, where is it at this moment?
The bill is now in the Senate. It passed the House part of our legislature, and it's now in the Senate. And actually, incidentally, in the Senate, there is another bill that would actually make this illegal in a criminal way. It would make it a felony. The bill that passed the House, which is probably the stronger version, would make it a civil penalty, and the civil penalty would be $1,000.
And I just wonder, as you were watching that vote in the state assembly there, anybody looking nervously over their shoulders at at their own resume, making some corrections at the last minute?
I don't think so. That would be interesting. There have been candidates for office who have been found out, but before they were elected.
Mm-hmm. Found out to have, we've had cases not involving necessarily diploma mills, but people claiming to have graduated from real universities when they didn't.
Right, and that would be illegal under this proposal as well.
So this would be basically a law that says a resume puffery, that's illegal.
Right.
Huh. All right. Anyway, when is the Senate expected to vote on this?
They haven't set a vote on it yet, but they have about a month to do so.
Well, thanks very much for that. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Candace Heckman joined us today. She's a reporter with the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and joined us by phone from her office in Seattle. And, of course, the issue of puffery in all sorts of aspects, more and more in the news every day. There was a federal spokesman just the other day who lost his job when it turned out he had not graduated from the college that he had listed on his resume. It turns out that this happens everywhere, not just in Washington State, but sometimes in Washington, D.C. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.